Boker tov, gmar tov. Hope everybody's well. Abzeh, if you had problems connecting this morning, I apologize, but Zoom's changed their settings. And now you have to go in. You can hear me, Menashe? Yeah, can you? Okay, fine. So now there's this thing called, there's a waiting room, and I can't, I try to switch it off, and I can't. So everybody has to go into a waiting room, and then I have to admit you. There may be a password. I have to see how we do this. So you don't have to sit and I don't have to admit everybody, whatever. Okay. Hope everybody's well. Had a good Yom Kippur and looking after yourselves. We have to daven. The matzav in this country is more lo pashut. Lo pashut bichlal. It's a problem. Fine. So we're busy with this very difficult sugya, very relevant sugya. Let's just summarize a little bit of what we've got, if I can remember. Hanogas HaMishpat, that's the world of Schav Oynesh, that's the world we live in. You do what you have to do, you get Schav. So I just have to let people in here. This is crazy. Yeah? Wow. I feel like I'm a doorman here. You have to... In order to get the schar that Hashem wants to give us, for it to be the schar that's really the best schar, it has to be lacking. It can't have any bread of shame. So therefore, you have to earn it. And that's what Hanogas HaMishpat does. It gives you mida keneged mida schar v'onesh. Whatever person does, he gets, he deserves. So when he gets the schar, ultimately it's bedin, magia lo, and therefore it's he earned it, he owned it, it's his, and there's a gewaldika pleasure in that. And that's the bria. The bria is lisanegel Hashem. Well, the problem is Hashem has much more to give us than we're able to earn. Hashem is infinite. Lisanegel Hashem is infinite. It's massive. So therefore, there's a thing called anagot sayichud, which we don't really understand. We're trying to understand a little bit what that is. And that's where you're able to get more than you deserve. So how does Hashem do that you're able to get more than you deserve? So that's the sugya of Yisurim. We're trying to understand that now. Trying to understand a little bit how that works. Is when you get Yisurim Shelo Magia, Yisurim Shelava, that opens up the possibility. Once again, these words are very, very crude. The words don't do it, but that's what we have here. So then Hashem allows things to happen which wouldn't normally happen. Remember, has to come to its goal. The goal is for Hashem to give us the pleasure that He wants to give us. Therefore, Hanogas HaMishpat says you can, maybe you won't get it, maybe you will get it, maybe you won't get it, depends on you. Here, another thing is everything will go where it has to go in the end. So that's a big step. We can't tell those two things. We're trying a little bit to try and live with those two worlds, that contradictory worlds. That's what we try to use to see how these two can come together. We also said that when
it's freezing and the sound is breaking up. Must be very interesting because the sound's gone.
No, hello, Reb David.
That's better. Hello, one second. Yeah, you can hear me?
Now I can hear you. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, okay, that's not breaking up. It sounds better?
Yeah, very nice and clear, like a bell.
Okay, like a bell. Okay, ding, ding. Okay, fine. So I must have been saying something that Hashem didn't want you to hear, so he switched it off. Okay, let's see what that means. Fine. Okay, so this is some of the stuff we've been dealing with, some of the stuff we've been grappling with. Zelo Merchus Baru. Okay, and then we spoke about why there's this unbelievable upsurge of evil in the world just as we get close to Mashiach, and that we're going to deal with a little bit now. In fact, I want to go back a little bit. I want to go back to Reish Pei Tes. This last little bit's not so clear. This is a hard sugya. I have to do Chazara, I think. Let's go back to Reish Pei Tes. That's where I'm going to start from, at the bottom there. Yisurim shelo b'hagdara mebim l'scha shelo b'hagdara. Okay, suffering that comes without hagdoras, it brings to scha that doesn't have boundaries. Omo ma'ata kashe im kib, haim kibli, we'll go through it quickly. So what we want to do is, sorry, we missed out one piece of this puzzle. And that is by Rishon and by Sheni had aspects of Hanogos HaMishpah, Hanogos HaYichud. They emphasized one. In by Rishon, they emphasized Hanogos HaYichud. They were living with such Avos Hashem that they thought everything's fine and the Hanogos HaMishpah wouldn't interfere. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but they came back quickly after 70 years. In by Sheni, they learned the lesson. And therefore, they put a lot of effort into being medaktik b'mitzvahs and keeping the Hanogos HaMishpat perfectly. But the Hanogos HaYichud, the betochen, the Emunah in Hashem, wasn't there, and therefore that led to Simas Chinam. And therefore, we see that you need both. We were hoping that we could get away with just forgetting about Hanogos HaYichud because it's too hard to understand. And we'll get back to just using Hanogos HaMishpat, which is where we've lived comfortably our whole lives, but we see that's not so poshut. So let's pick up from there. I think with Yom Kippur and everything, the law, we've lost the flow here. It's important to have this clear. Okay. Amo mata kashehim kibli yisurim lo sibus mutzdekes, kivi yochol, yisurim shehim lamale medargus avanosehen. It means when they got suffering that was above the level that was justified, it was more than their avarus deserved. Vayisezu abachinu shekolosh bochtu bedaktek im chesod of kechut asara. That's the beginning of Hashem is medaktek with his tzaddikim with a fine hair. He judges them with a hair's breadth, very, very strictly. We'll see. We'll deal with that later. Therefore, they now become roi to reward. That's not lefi their maaseh. Now you can get infinite reward. You've broken the boundaries of how much reward Hashem can give you. Much bigger than you can imagine. When they makabel the yusurim that they got, which they didn't really deserve, but they makabel it besimcha because it's from Hashem, and if it's from Hashem, it's good, and therefore I'm makabel it besimcha. Therefore, the scha they get is also much more than they actually deserve. Lefi their maisi. Moshe lemadar doime eladam areitze labchin. So we said this, when a person's learning a certain mikzo, he wants to become a doctor, so the more he mitkadems, the harder the mifchanim get. How does he know he's got to the end? Because that's the hardest mifchan he's ever had. The most difficult of the mifchanim, the hardest test, is the one just before he qualifies. Obviously, we come into this world to utilize our bechira, to earn the good. And therefore, there's ra in the world, which enables bechira. Without ra, there's no bechira. And it tests us. We have tests. The etzara, the evil in the world, tests us. And that enables us to earn the reward, bedina, not bechesed. You deserve the reward you got because you did what you had to do. However, when the evil is unbridled, when you're living in a generation like this where it's just unbridled, nothing makes any sense anymore. It's a sign that we are very close to the end. I mentioned this before. When's the end? How? Where? I don't know. Reb Kessler, the Rav of Kiryat Sefer, asked Reb Chaim Kineski on Erev Yom Kippur what we should do. The matzah is horrific. What we should do? He said, David. So he asked him for what? He said that Mashiach should come. It means even Reb Chaim's understanding, there's very little a person can do. We're waiting for the final gula, but in the meantime, the nisoidus are beyond control. As the siman, It's an ois. It's a sign that we're standing with the last. This is the final mivchan. Arezi siman ki nichnasu l'tkufas chadasha. We've entered into a new dimension, a new world. L'mivchan kasher yoyse shel hanogas hayichud. Now the mivchan, the nisoyin, is not a nisoyin anymore from hanogas hamishpat. This is not the classic schav oynesh yetzer tov yetzer hara battling your yetzer hara battling your bechira. No, you're in a new world now. You're in a world where the boundaries are completely undeterminable and undiscernible. And that's the nisoyness of hanogas hayichud. Kasher navo es hamivchan yisbatel hara min oylam. And then all the evil will be mevatel from the world. Sharei shuv ein tzerich bara. He don't need evil anymore. Adar rabba, it bara la'ein ki kol tachli sara. He said a tovah. We'll see that all the evil in the world that we despise, and you're supposed to hate evil, but we'll see all at the end of that was all for the good. It was all there to give us the opportunity to utilize our bechira, number one, and then the higher darga, it was there to test us to be able to get what's called the infinite sara that we don't deserve. The Ramchal explains it slightly differently. You only appreciate the light against the backdrop of darkness. is to clarify for us that Hashem is one. Kloima, what does it mean? Hashem echad. Shekol drocho v'hanagoyisov echad heima. All Hashem's ways and the way He conducts His life, His world, and our lives only has one goal: lahitiv libriyosof, to do good for us. There's not a molecule, there's not a subatomic particle in anything that Hashem does that's not for our total good. It's all there for us. It's only for our good. Gam bebechinas hara hen letachli zu. Va'ein lem kiyum baladov. Even evil only has this purpose to exist, and without that, it has no existence. To the extent that the evil gets more strong, more powerful, it's expanding. It seems it's impossible to stand up against it. It disappears like a shadow. Boom, gone. And we've seen that plenty of times in history. And then you see the value of light over darkness. You'll see it real. Not the way we have it today, where it's kind of, it's there and it goes and it fleets and you take three steps back, forward and two steps back. And it's, no, you'll have a mamash the same way as you, the chair you're sitting on right now is real. You'll see that clearly. It's dafka, the unbelievable darkness. That's what's megala, that Hashem rules everywhere. There's nothing separate from Hashem. It's all Hashem. Somebody who seems far from Hashem, you see people, you think they're a million miles from Hashem. No, they're also kashur to Hashem. There's nothing that's not kashur to Hashem. Well, there is certain things in the world, however, just in parenthesis, just off the page completely, that we see that not like that. There are things in the world that aren't connected to Hashem that have to be cut off and thrown away and destroyed. See that by Amalek, for example. We see that by the Ola, you can't attack in the Ola. You have to cut it off and throw it away. There are certain things, it's a big sugya, I don't want to go into it now, I'm just pointing out, there are certain things that are manutak, how we can't understand how something can exist, and it's manutak from Hashem, but you see there's such a thing. Amalek, you can't attack, and you can't rehabilitate Amalek. You have to wipe him out completely, everything of him. You can't leave a zig of Amalek around. You have to be chopped off. The Ola as well. You have to cut it off and throw it away. You can't attack in that. There's no tikkun for the Ola itself. Has to be removed. So that's another sugya, but I'm just pointing out. But chutz me, those things that we told you have to cut off and throw away, there's nothing that's not kashur to Hashem. It's all there, and it's all ultimately for one goal and one goal only, to do good for these creations. In order for the world to come to its final tikkun, these are hard things to understand. These are difficult things to process. I mean, if you just yell them and you go back to bed, that's fine. But if you try and think about these things, it's very hard to understand. In order for a world to come to its ultimate good, the evil has to get worse and worse. The ma'od counterintuitive. That's what we say. You have to have this enormous increase of evil in the world. She ain't who Elamash Adamai Vielatsmoy. It can't be in the world of Schar V'Oinesh that the evil gets out of control, because in the world of Schar V'Oinesh, the evil you bring upon yourself is what you brought upon yourself, and there's a limit to that. The minute you do tshuva, it goes away. The evil comes because of what you did. Therefore, it's all dependent on you. But the surin that comes from anagos yichud, that you don't have any control over. We see that. When you see such an unbelievable unleashing of forces in the world, then you know you're out of the gedorim of schar v'oinesh, because achshav ze lo magia. And it's dafka the tzaddikim that are suffering. She'adarab ha'roshay matzlichim, roshay v'toiv lo. Dafka the roshayim, yeah? You see, the tzaddikim are the ones that are at the bottom of the pile today. Hanogazu nikras hanogas hayichud. That's called hanogas hayichud. Ki hi ze shemagale ki kol ashe hitcholel ba'olam b'meshach kol sheishes alfa shanim hevi letachlis achas yechida ledveikus b'Hashem. Everything that's happened in the last 6,000 years is only there for one reason: to give us the opportunity to cleave to Hashem, to be dovuk in the infinite oneness of Hashem, which is an infinite pleasure. And therefore, the schar v'oinesh that magia us, the schar is limited. We need davikas b'Hashem, which is infinite, and that's what we see happening in the world today. Okay, that's where we did up to on Erev Yom Kippur. Now we can go b'ezrat Hashem a little bit further. See how we take this further. If you've got questions and whatever this, you must ask. These are dvarim ma'od mod kasher lavin. It's even hard to ask questions because it's not lo kol kach muvan. But we have to slowly, we have to pick up what we can pick up here. Far now we can go to Reish Tzadik at the bottom there and start what we wanted to start. Anogazayichud, in order for it to be chal, there needs to be some petach. It can't just be chal out of the blue. There needs to be some chet, some negativity that a person's done, that even the Anogas HaYichud needs to attach itself to. She'ilu yutzu she'ye adam asher lo yemotze bo afilu chut tzar shel chet, hu lo yikabel shum yisurim bo'ilam. If the person who didn't have anything, that means Hashem was medaktek with him ad asof, and he checked him out, whatever, and he couldn't find even a mamash, a hair's breadth of anything, surim can't come to him. V'achiyos v'ein tzarek ba'aretz asher yaseh toiv lo yachto. But we know that there's not a tzarek in the Aretz who's doing every good in the world. There's nobody who's lo yechato. Everybody does something wrong somewhere. Im kain lo ilim yemotze yisuri mokam lenoach. Al chet koldu v'afilu dak min adak v'zu anogas she'en yisurim bli oven. Hashem will find the darkest thing, the head's breadth of whatever that a person, the great tzaddikim, there were some that never ever sinned, even to that extent. That's why they never died. Because of the owner virus, they died because of the chet of Adam Rishon. But we're not talking about anybody like that now. That's a fascinating sugya, by the way, how you have such a thing. The exceptions to Vein Tzarek Baretz Asher Yosef Tov Lo Yechto. But today, all right, maybe, I don't know, that's not me anyway, so that's not my problem. You can find it. So, Al-Chet Koldu Udak Min Adak Zeu Anangus Ein Yisurim Bli Oven. There's no Yisurim without some kind of infraction. Therefore, Hashem will find that little fraction, and then he'll hang all the Yisurim now that he wants, the unbridled Yisurim that he wants to come out, because he wants the unbridled Schar. He'll find a way to tip it onto that little Chutasara. And that's the sugya of Medaktim al Chasidov, Chasodov Kuchutasara, that Hashem judges the righteous very, very exactingly. Im Chotu Shel Adam, Guba Bechinas Chutasara, Vada Mishum Kach Kashe Boim Alav Yisurim. If a person sins, okachut asara, so then when Yisurim come upon the person, raises a lovely dart, the pashbetz b'maisav. First, they have to check himself out. He has to do a proper cheshbon amaisim, not cheshbon anefesh. He has to do a cheshbon amaisim. Have a look and see what I did. Ulevaru ma'u achet shebegino yagia av Yisurim. Why did I have Yisurim? What did I do wrong? Go ahead, take it, do a proper cheshbon. Alav la'atzdik es adin shedon oto boi roilam. We have to justify the din. Hashem gave us a din. We have to say, for sure, Hashem knows what he's doing. Therefore, there must have been something wrong. Ki yisurim eilu vada magiyen lo bedin. The yisurim first start off bedin. Well, kachum avarich es birchas baruch dain ha'emes. Therefore, he says, baruch dain ha'emes when you have to. Dain ha'emes. The din is just. Yisurim eilu ein yisurim shel ava. Kosh boch hoev oto, v'roitze letet lo schar rav lama le'merech avadoisei. Hashem wants to give you reward much more than you deserve, much more above the work you did. You know, he wants to pay you overtime, even though you didn't work overtime. Therefore, Hashem's medaktik, he goes and looks and he finds the smallest little thing there that he can find. And then he pins and hangs all the yisurim that he wants to bring you that you don't deserve, the yisurim shel ava, on that chutasara aveira. He goes and looks for a way to punish him. He goes and finds a way that he can give him much more schar, the schar that he wants to give him from Anogas HaYichud. So that's what Hashem does. It's not that there's nothing there. This guy's 100% perfect. Even Hashem can't find he did anything wrong. And therefore, then you have a problem because there has to be something to hang, some fractional infringement that you hang the Anhogas HaYichud on. Okay. Let's try and understand this from a different perspective, just to try and give us a bit more feeling for this. Look, Shetim Tzaloima. Yo, okay. Another way to try and understand this, to look at it, is Anogas HaMishpat is like an Eved, the relationship of a master and an Eved who gets what he deserves from the Melech. In what says Rotzen HaMelech, Kabbal is called Hanitzdarech Lo Min HaMelech. If he does what the Melech wants him to do, then for sure the Melech will give him what he's supposed to give him. He'll get everything he needs, all his needs he'll get from the Melech. But if he doesn't fulfill the rotzen of the melech, then the melech will punish him. The relationship of Hashem to us is not just as an eved. Im kabonim, im kavodim. Yeah, that's the nusach of the tefillah. Im kabonim, im kavodim. So im it's kavodim, that's anogas hamishpat. You do what you're supposed to do, you get what you need, you get what you deserve. You don't do what you're supposed to do, you get punished. It's also what you deserve that corrects the system. But with bonim atem l'shem alokeichem zu anhoge nistere shein af echad magishpo v'afol pishe klap echutz nira adova ki yisurim kashim amorim. Even though on the outside it looks like the yisurim, oh, wow, look at the yisurim, wow, this father really hates his son, look how he's punishing, look what's going on here. V'klap echutz nira ka'av noig v'achzorias chasvechil klap ebnoi. People looking at the father giving the child a patch, they think, wow, what a father, he hates his son, ma'amaza, is a abba there, you know, you call child welfare. We call makam ben magish is liboy shaloviv. The son feels the love of the father, he knows it's good for him. He knows how to aim the direction of the rots, and he knows what his father wants from him, even if no one tells him. He knows what the father wants, and he knows somebody's gone frozen on me. Am I still coming through there? Ellie, you can hear me still? You're the only one that's moving. Everyone's gone locked.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I don't know why there's
no, I can.
Okay, no, there's some people got frozen, but if you can hear me, that's fine. Okay. But the child knows when the father's giving him a patch, he feels the love. He knows that the father's doing it for the child's best. Even on the outside, it looks terrible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks in a language that the son understands. The son understands the language that the father is talking. We understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. Dvarim Eilu Yi'efshel Ledavro. These are words you can't speak out there in the you can't publicize, you can't talk about. This is a very personal, intimate connection between a father and a son. And the son knows what the father wants, even if the words aren't spoken. And at a deeper level, these words, the happenings in Hanogos Yichud, it's against Hanogos HaMishpat, which is where we live. Don't ever forget that. You never step out of Hanogos HaMishpat. You can't leave Hanogos HaMishpat and go live in Hanogos HaYichud. We saw the Churban of Bais Rishon because of that. We live in Hanogos HaMishpat. Therefore, in Hanogos HaMishpat, you can't use, there's no language for Hanogos HaYichud. But a person knows when his father's talking to him. A son knows when the father's talking to him. The father and the son have a language. Other people look at it, they don't understand what they're talking about. But the father understands what this patch is, and the son understands what the patch is. And therefore, that language is a language which the father and son understand, but you can't talk about it openly because people think you're mad. Dvarim eilu nemorim kivyochol b'chedei yichud aprati sheyesh l'kol yudim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the marshal of marriage, which we spoke about a lot, that's the Chedei Yichud. Those are the private personal things that the Chosan and Kala talk about in the Chedei Yichud, which is not for anybody else to know about. And that's where Kodesh Baruch Hu and a Jew meets, in that private place in the heart of a Jew and in the heart to the Yochel of Hashem, where we commune with Hashem, where you can't explain that to anybody, but we know that that's what's going on, because we have this private language with Hashem. Manas Yisurim Shelaadu Hu Chedei Yichud Shelaim HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Each person's portion of Yisurim in this world, that's his Chedei Yichud with Hashem. That's where Hashem whispers in your ear, our ear. It comes out of Hashem's mouth into our ears. It's dafka these Yisurim that are medakta kachut asara. Lo megilecha. Yeah, but so why are you being so strict on me, Hashem? Why are you being so medak? Why are you being so tough on me? That's the love of a father to a son. That's the love of Avinu Sheva Shemayim. Hasevel sheyesh lemoyri ki yesh scha lepolozcho v'yesh tikva l'achirusecho. That Yisurim tells you, it teaches you, that there's scha for what you're going through. Not the scha because of the scha v'oynesh. That for sure you're going to get. But there's so much more that the father wants to give the child. He doesn't want to just give the child what he earns. Father wants to give his child everything. And that there's hope for the end. Because when a person's still getting suffering, that means Hashem hasn't forgotten about you. He still thinks you're worth correcting, you're worth working with. And therefore, that's the suffering that comes upon us. Mod mafchid. Mod mafchid. This is a scary place to be. It's not a posh place to be. Especially when we're talking in the background of the terrible Yisurim and Yisoinus and not just physical suffering, there's worries and daigas and you're waiting for results and who's in bidud and who's not in bidud and you just come out and you're just back and you don't know if you're in bidud and if you're in bidud, can you go out, wake it, cancel your rate? Yes, more. And a call Hashem. A call, meduktak ad asof kechut asar ezim yakarish bochu. You don't know what I'm talking about, maybe, Avol. Because I live in the place that has the highest coronavirus rate in the world right now. Okay, there's a mafchid. The mafchid, that's a small place, so the numbers aren't big, but still, the fee per capita, I'm in the Wuhan of the world right now. If Israel's the worst place in the world, which it is, and I'm in the worst place in Israel, so then 350 people for every 10,000, that's like four times the amount of Beit Shemesh, I think. You know what I'm saying? So there's a mafchid. It's almost hard to find a house here today that's not with it. So you don't know. You don't know anywhere. You can't even get an appointment to see a doctor if you've got a headache. You know, so, you know, it's just everything's collapsing. So we live with enormous issues. And you start thinking, Hashem, this is. No. Zetati, he wants to give you unbelievable scha. He's giving us unbelievable yusurim shelomagia. Lomagia. What you deserve, besedet, that you'll get, no question. But you get a feel sometimes that Hashem's saying something else here. What's he saying? I don't know. He's talking to each person in the Chedei Yichud. A person has to find it out for himself. To go look and yeah, and say what Hashem's saying. As Hashem is barach mavakesh makol yudi kviyachol oisa bavakesh ubikesh me'avram avinu lefi nisoyna akeda. Hashem's talking to each Jew like he spoke to Avram Avinu privately in before the akeda. This is a quote from the Yalkut Shmoni. This is Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, "Bevakasha mimcha, please, omod li b'nisoyin ze, please, I'm asking you, pass this test. Kedai shelo yoimru harishonim ein be'mamash. Because otherwise, people will say the first nine tests were nothing. Nothing? Jumping into a fire? Well, that's nothing? You know, if Avraham Avinu hadn't passed the Akedah, then the other 9 tests would have been nothing. Wow, how do you understand that? All the Yisurim, all the Nisayonos we've been through, if we don't pass this final Ikfas Nemishit test, everything we've been through up to now is nothing? So we're running a bit late, but I just want to finish this. You know what? Let's stop there. We'll do this. Remind me tomorrow. We'll start. We'll do this Yalkut tomorrow. I have to understand how that is. The Yalkut can turn around and say, Hashem says to him, please pass the Akedah, because if you fail the Akedah, the other 9 are nothing. People say the other 9 were nothing. Whoa. I remember who does 9 tests up to the Akedah were nothing. If you don't pass the Akedah, everything else is Mavutl. Those were some heavy, heavy tests that Avraham Avinu had to go through. And anyway, Metz Hashem tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. We should be get together again, quarter to 10. Metz Hashem will be tomorrow. Poseida. The Zohar says that the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are more Kaddish than Yom Kippur itself. As unbelievable opportunities to chaperan. Keep yourselves busy. It says we're so busy running around doing mitzvahs, we haven't got time to sin. So we have to keep ourselves busy. Beseda, have a wonderful day. Ebesudas tovas. We have to daven. If ever you knew that you needed to daven for every Jew, as to daven for every Jew, you have to do it now, because no one's immune, no one's safe. I'll tell you, there's a guy where I live in Tifrach. He was so shamu, that when he got Corona, Rahman al-Islam, he didn't put 1 person in to be dude, because he was so looking after himself. They don't know where he got it from. I know the guy well, the neighbor of mine. The guy is he's got an old mother that he looks after, and he was so careful, even with her, that when he got it, he didn't even put her in to be dude. He was so careful with himself. His kids never came to him. No one knows where he got it from. No one knows. It's bullshit, not Shaykh. When he went to Davin Yom Kippur, he was in his own personal little capsule they made for him, like a hermeneutically sealed little box there for him, because he davens from the Amud, so they put him in this little... There's no ways he could have got it. We don't know where he got it from. Every Jew has to be davening for every Jew, that they should be well and looked after, and there should be refuahs, be yeshuas, and should end this magaifa should come to an end soon. It's lo pashut ma shekorepo. So Bezrat Hashem, daven for me, I'll daven for you. Take good care.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.